Talking about traffic and travel, let me speak to Simon Hendrick, who's on this line. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Some research has been done, Simon. My goodness me, shock, shock. Public transport here isn't all that it should be, according to the people that you represent.
No, absolutely. Direct Line undertook some research, you say, really to see how reliant we are on our cars. And in Northern Ireland, one in five people said that they wouldn't be able to get to work if they had to rely on public transport.
I'm surprised it's just one in five. I would have thought it was higher than that.
Well, I suppose in certain parts of Northern Ireland, it would be higher. When you look suddenly at major cities such as Belfast, there's a better infrastructure there. But it wasn't just about getting to work. It was also actually, we live now in a 24-hour economy. And unfortunately, our transport systems don't seem to match that. Around, over 20% of people said that they couldn't actually get a bus before 6 a.m. in the morning, and come 12 o'clock midnight, that there was you're pretty much stuck where you are.
Yeah, it's an issue that we cover on the program here many's an occasion. I have to say there is a major effort underway, particularly in Belfast, to improve public transport, and there's a lot of eggs being broken on the way to making this massive public transport omelette, and people are not happy. The new bus corridors and the bus lanes and the cycle lanes and all of that causing some angst. But as we've often emphasised, maybe we have to be patient. Whoever did away with the tram system around Belfast instead of developing it many years ago, it was anything but full of foresight, because I was the other day across in Newcastle upon Tyne, and you see there sort of, it's a bit like the DART system in Dublin. It's just such a slick operation, the metro. We're crying out for the like of that, but we're never going to have it.
Definitely. I mean, if you can go to Europe, can't you? Amsterdam, Berlin, these places, the tram systems are wonderful. And, it moves. I mean, and it does show. I mean, you're saying the infrastructure changes that are happening in Belfast. And, one of the things we ask people is actually, how long does it take if you use public transport to get into work? And it takes more, it takes more time using public transport as well. We worked it out actually over a year. It takes, someone compared to driving into work by car and using a bus or train, it basically is around, you waste around 52 extra hours a year, a couple of days of your life sitting on a bus or on a train. One good thing, though, from Northern Ireland's point of view, is you have the cheapest public transport, in the sense of people to get to work, it's £2.80 on average a day. Compare that to the most expensive in the UK, which was the East Midlands, which is over £8. £8.82. Those in Northern Ireland get a bit of a bargain. Those who can use public transport.
Funny, there would be those who would argue against what you're saying regarding that research, because the trains in England just seem to cost a fortune. It's cheaper to fly than it is to go on the train. Yeah. But some of the short journeys, and I noticed this again as someone who doesn't use public transport at all here, but would have an eye on what the prices are. I was using it in England, and I noticed the journey from the centre of Newcastle up to the airport was like £3 or £4. Yeah. Whereas, to get to the airport here in Northern Ireland, it's going to cost you 20 quid in a taxi. Or if you want to go in a bus, you're wondering, are you going to get there? It's just not as smooth as it should be. And I think there'll be people saying that it could be a lot less expensive than what we get for our pound.
Oh, absolutely, Frank. I think, I live, in Greater London, and and astronomical transport costs there. I think the other thing is probably it's a bit of a vicious circle sometimes, isn't it? The cost prohibits people from using it, and because people aren't using it, perhaps the investment isn't made in transport, and therefore, it's as though people need to take a little bit of a punt, don't they, and invest in that transport system, get people on it, get it efficient, get it going to the places that people want it to go to. And when new industries are coming in and new businesses and housing estates are being built and homes are being built, I think, that transport infrastructure is so important, and sometimes that may be out of kilter with one another.
Well, yeah, it's easy to argue that. However, there'll be the cynics saying, especially the Green Lobby, and understandably shouting at the radio, Frank, you're talking to a man from an insurance company, so he'll want us all to stay in our cars so he can take loads of money off us.
Oh, well, everyone needs their, you know, the statistics were saying that people need their cars, not just for work, but, you know, over 30% of people wouldn't be able to see their family and friends, you know, if they didn't have a car. But, you know, from an insurer's point of view, Frank, there is also, we want people to drive safely. The busier the roads, more cars on the road, the more likely people are to have accidents. So there is a point here that actually, you know, if people can use public transport as well, you know, and it, to us it's about them, the efficiency of them getting to work and saving their time, you know. With us, you know, we just understand the needs of people need their cars. And this research was very much how reliant they are on them. And as an insurer, we understand that. But you're right. And insurer, you know, people using their cars is important to us. But we also want people to actually be able to get on with their lives. And the easiest way to get to work, if it's public transport, absolutely, they should use that.
Simon, good speaking to you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Simon Hendrick from Direct Line there. It is interesting, the research, because we're going through this process of improving public transport, hopefully right across Northern Ireland, but certainly here in Belfast. And we are the guinea pig generation. So it's a bit of a, there's a bit of a pain with it at the moment. But 10 years from now, we're going to look back and we'll maybe play a recording of this chat on the radio and say, remember there were sort of gurning and people were complaining and Frank was on about it all the time. Full applause to the Department of Regional Development in 2015. They did an excellent job. Now we've got the smoothest city. Possibly we have to consider that. My goodness, public transport here does have to improve.